All right, welcome back, listeners. That was my friend Nayab Zuberi's contribution to this week's funk episode on Mommy, What's a Funkadelic? And that song was called Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. So thank you, Nayab, very much for that. And now for another friend of mine whose name is Janelle Domick, another resident of Chicago. And she sent me a wonderful song that I had heard previously, and I love it. It's called Queen of the West Side by Brett Dunnan, who is this like chubby, bespeckled, redheaded white boy that you wouldn't necessarily think had the funk like totally in his bones. But you'll listen to this song and you feel the tension like coming out of him as he sings, and he's singing from his chest, and it's beautiful. And his goofy vocal range has a lot of personality, and that is very characteristic of funk. As does the like slight distortion that he adds to the instruments and his voice. I saw him perform in Chicago when I was like 15, and it was a great time. He's a relatively young dude, but and he had a lot of popularity in the 2000s, but the crowd, I remember, was very boring and mature, and I was like, come on, why is no one dancing? Why is no one getting down? But, oh well, you know, what can you expect from old people? But all right, so here is Queen of the West Side by redhead Brett Dunnan.
Queen of the West. wanna be by her side. I wanna let my whole world know she's the queen inside. She run me to my soul, runs me to my soul.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Mommy, What's a Funkadelic, and I'm your host, F. Scott Funk Gerald, and you just heard Queen of the West Side by Brett Dennen. So, like I said, he's just this redheaded white guy, and seriously, though, you listen to that song, and you wouldn't think that he didn't have that funk just, like, in him. I mean, it's just a beautiful song. And, you know, my one of my professors used to play in a funk band. Actually, I believe he still does. He plays the funk bass. Back in the 80s, he actually opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was way back when. But he told me that there is a sense of racism within funk music. So he'll get on stage and with his funk bass very confidently. And, you know, everyone is looking at him like, oh, this white guy, you know. But I don't believe that racism in music is justified really within any genre. Because, like you heard, you don't have to be a certain race to just evoke a certain feeling or just create that same effect. So thank you, Janelle Domek, for that wonderful contribution to this week's Funk Evolution. Today's episode is based off of friendship within music, that shared appreciation of music, and music being a foundation for really all of my important relationships in my life, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. But up next is a request from two special people to me, someone I know from back home named Aaron Doherty, and a wonderful person that I met here from LA. His name is Max and Taylor. And these are very separate people from very different backgrounds, but they both sent me the same song. So cheers to that mutual appreciation for music across the board, whether you're from a suburb of Illinois or you're from the city of LA. That same ability to feel empathy through music just blows my mind. And this next song, it is by the same artist that we heard earlier. Which that song was requested by a different friend of mine. So apparently just all of my friends love Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. So here up next is Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters with a long but worthy funky and psychedelic jam. So get ready because it's really sticky. Here comes Chameleon. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Out. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Mommy, What's a Funkadelic? I'm your host, F. Scott Funk Gerald, and that wonderfully long Afro-funk jazz fusion was a song called Chameleon by Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. And I really liked in that song, although it's very long and you kind of lose track of time and where the melody is even going, the theme that's presented in the beginning of the song is returned to at the end of the song. And that's very characteristic of jam bands in, as well as funk music. So, like, you hear that in a band called Fish. You might hear that in a band called Umphrey's McGee, where, and even originally in The Grateful Dead, where they give you this theme, they give you an original melody, and then they riff off of it, they expand it, you lose track of time, you forget what song you're even listening to, and then at the end they return and bring you right back into it. So again, that was Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters, and we heard a couple songs from them today because my friends just really seem to like that band. So next up is a song that one of my Chicago homies, John Gagan, Master of Music, sent to me. And he truly is Master of Music, because every time you hang out with him, he has a new record to put on, a new song for you to hear. And he's always sending me these really interesting pieces of world music. I've gotten Spanish pieces of music from him before that are just so delightful. And this week he sent me an Ethiopian jazz funk fusion songs by an artist named Mulatu Astatke. And the song is called Yagel Tezeta. And I feel like I totally butchered that, but I'm sounding it out, you know. So here is that. Up next, I'll try and say it again. This is Yagel Tezeta by Mulatu Astatke. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you. All right, welcome back. You just heard Yagel Tezeta by Mulatu Astatke, and that was an Ethiopian jazz funk fusion songs. And I love the feel of that song. It's very gypsy-like to me, and that the percussion in it and that bass line, the oompa, is very Italian to me. Which again is very gypsy, and so even though it's Ethiopian, I'm having a hard time telling where the actual music roots are coming from here, especially with the title, which is spelled Y-E-G-E-L-L-E, which could be Spanish and be pronounced Yegeye, but I'm not positive. It's definitely going to require some more research on my part. However, thank you, John Gagan, for that contribution to this week's Evolution of Funk Music, where we're talking about friendships and relationships that have a mutual respect and empathy for the same music. So now, next up, I'm going to be playing two songs in a row by one of my favorite bands called The Talking Heads, who is led by such a character, David Byrne, who we've listened to before. And my favorite story about David Byrne is the fact that he used to ride this big tricycle around New York City. And that's where you'd see him. Just that image just cracks me up. So the relationship that I have to these two pieces, who were sort of requested to me by my boyfriend. And we met talking about music. He sent me a John Frusciante song, which pretty much did it for me. And then we actually met for the first time in person at a concert. And that was it. Even the first time we hung out, we compared music and talked about music, because that's the thing that really gets me, is that anyone that loves music so deeply also understands and feels very deeply. And the fact that he understands empathy and feels it and understands it so well is just very attractive to me. It also makes you a better communicator, a better musician, a better artist, and a better human being to be able to understand and to put empathy into music and communicate it to other people. And I felt that from the very first John Frusciante song that he sent me. So next up is going to be This Must Be the Place by The Talking Heads, and followed by Road to Nowhere. So I hope you enjoy these two tracks, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.
We know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Welcome back. You were just listening to two tracks by the Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place and Road to Nowhere, right here on Mommy, What's a Funkadelic? I'm your host, F. Scott Funk Gerald, and we're talking about music and the relationships and friendships that are built upon music today. And so those two songs I have a wonderful connection to my boyfriend Brett Hinkhouse with, and so I hope you enjoyed those. Finally, Donny Hathaway with Little Ghetto Boy, who was requested to me by a friend here and fellow DJ, John Reynoso. And so he sent this song to me and also gave me a little blurb about it. And so he says, "Well, I've always loved the funk icons, the Isley Brothers, James Brown, Parliament. And to this day, if you play anything from those guys, they are guaranteed to make a party better. with Donny Hathaway. However, he is the new one I've been listening to. Valdez in the Country is from a live album he did in 1972. And there are some other songs that you all should hear from that album, and that's Little Ghetto Boy, You've Got a Friend, and so right now we're going to listen to some Funk Gold, he says, and that's Little Ghetto Boy, which is a story of a young boy being told to not fall into deeper poverty like his father before him, but instead to rise up from the ghetto and make things better for himself. And it's a really beautiful track, and it'll be the last one for the night on Mommy, What's a Funkadelic. So I thank you very much for listening tonight, and I think what we all can take away from this episode is that building friendships and relationships on a mutual appreciation of music is a great idea, because anyone who has a deep appreciation for music clearly feels things deeply and has a great sense of empathy. So here is Donny Hathaway with Little Ghetto Boy, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Little ghetto boy, playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cans of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto boy, you already know. So much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed that grocery store. Don't you know that was a sad, sad old day? Your young life, you've seen such a misery and pain. Well, it's a cruel place to live, and it ain't gonna change. You're so young, you've got so much to go. Don't think you'll reach your goal, young man.
just a box of rain.